Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Mego.
If that person is in the world of basketball, they...
His or her objective...
Whore. Interesting word slip there.
Sorry. His or her
Well said, Mego. Your day.
His or her...
Time, it is your time to shine.
His whore.
I'm sorry, what?
The truth?
His or her objective.
The Ime Udoka story has become... interesting.
I personally feel that this is well-warranted and appropriate, backed by substantial research and evidence and facts. I'm standing by the decision, and Ime has accepted it.
Yep, we'll call it interesting.
The woman who elected to have a consensual relationship with him is not in violation.
Stephen A., with all due respect, stop.
I don't appreciate where you're going with that.
Everybody just chill out for a second.
Lou Merloni.
He's too soft on these guys. They got into some bad habits. They needed a hard ass. A hard ass that enjoys sex. A hard ass that comes
to Christian Fourier.
Oh, how interesting, precious. It's a preciously interesting baby. It's a precious, interesting baby.
Megan Adelini.
If you think of the fabric, not cotton, but wool, and then add an F to it and pronounce it that way.
Wool?
Not that.
It's Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on Boston Sports Original.
Wolf.
W-E-E-I.
Oh. All right, we're trying to digest the last 24 hours of this whole Ime Udoka Boston Celtics situation as well with you. Texter brings up a good point. Why are we just assuming that these indiscretions are with a female? I get it. It's 2022. It's true. I guess we should go there. We should do. Ime maybe was involved with the person. I don't know. Maybe we'll go there. But let's get some of your calls before we get into Brad Stevens today. Speaking of Brad Stevens, let's go to Morgan in New Hampshire. Morgan, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's up?
Just one quick point.
Oh,
ruin everything.
Can't say
Oh,
that.
God.
I don't think it's Brad Stevens' fault.
It's a little on the nose.
What Ime Udoka does. However, there was a Dan Shaughnessy question I thought was very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I think he asked Wick and Brad how much they vetted Ime Udoka before they hired him. And, you know, Dan's very good at his job. And to me, I feel like he asks questions because he's already got the story written. He's looking for a quote. Now, I saw today that he actually, actually wrote an article, but it was like his notes, whatever. It wasn't anything. He didn't even mention.
He didn't write a column.
You know, he didn't mention anything about the question that he asked because... I don't know.
That's coming Sunday morning.
I feel like Dan Shaughnessy's kind of tied in. You know, he's been covering basketball, NBA, the Boston Celtics for a long, long time. There's a lot of former Celtics around that maybe now in front offices or whatever it might have been. But, you know, that might have told them something. Because when he asked them that, it kind of came out of nowhere. Everyone's talking about the allegations and women and everything else. And all of a sudden, Dan Shaughnessy, if you have it, yeah, Dan Shaughnessy just comes up with this one.
When Ime was hired, and Brad, I guess, too, was he vetted for these kinds of violations regarding his work in other organizations? Are you confident saying this never went on anywhere else before he came to the Celtics?
Diligence.
Yeah, everybody that is an employee here goes through that vetting process. Obviously, you know, you always ask questions and, you know, he's got nothing but glowing remarks and, so yeah, that I think that's a pretty consistent thing throughout anybody in the organization.
What is the diligence part? Did you do your due diligence,
you
Brad?
Better, Brad, you better have. Is that where he's going with this?
Tell me, please tell me you've looked into this,
Brad.
Yeah,
but I mean, but what is the, I mean,
please tell me you have.
I get the setup. I get what you're talking about with Shaughnessy. So I'm going to ask you a question where I already know the answer, but I want to hear you say it so I can have it on record.
Because I'm going to use it.
Okay, so listen, did you guys vet him out? Did you ask him if he likes to fool around? I mean, is he a horn dog? I mean, can he keep it in his pants? Like, yeah. Is that the kind of question you would vet?
Well, no, I think what Brad was saying there was he got high marks from everybody. So when they talked to people in Brooklyn, they talked to people in San Antonio, that people told the Celtics he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah,
Brad heard back then.
X's and O's, motivator. Does he get along well with the players? Can he motivate these guys? Everything else. But then there's got to be, okay, anything else I need to know about him? Anything off the court? Anything off back home? Anything, you know, drunk driving, domestic violence, any of that stuff, sexual harassment, anything I need to know? You would think that'd be part of the process in hiring a coach.
Okay, so media day is Monday, right? Okay, so I mean, so Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they both had, they both know him. They both, you know, kind of vouch for him.
Knew him better than Brad.
Hey, Jason
played
Tatum,
for him
did
on
you
Team
see any
USA.
Of this? Yeah, did you see any of this when you were Team USA? Did you see him, you know, like, hey, how about that over there? Like, aren't these the questions
we went to the Geisha Bar one night, karaoke, but I didn't really think much of
it.
They
were at the World Cup together.
We were all kind of having some sake.
I know, my thing is, like, if this is. And this is why I feel like eventually this just needs to be removed from the situation. Like, because it is a cloud that will follow this team around the entire year. Good start, bad start. You know, all this stuff is going to be following them around. Let's just assume they just can't get out of their own way. Or now the person who kind of kept them together emotionally and physically, Ime Udoka, like, is gone now. It's just an anchor that I just don't think you want pulling you down.
And by the way, just speaking of the Boston Celtics themselves, Boston Celtics tweeted this out just 3 hours ago. We mentioned it before. Robert Williams. Remember, Robert Williams having surgery. The report was 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to miss camp, and he's going to miss maybe the first couple weeks of the regular season. That was the initial report when we heard about the Robert Williams surgery he was going to have. So the Celtics released this 3 hours ago. Robert Williams underwent a successful arthroscopic procedure to remove loose bodies and address swelling in his left knee. Williams is expected to return to basketball activities in 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, that's the least surprising news I've heard. And I did appreciate that they slid it in after this enormous press conference, thinking that nobody's going to talk about it.
But,
it's actually now double the time that you told us
originally.
That doesn't
even say games, by the way. That says basketball activity. Hey, go run. Go jump. Once you go pass, go, whatever, shoot. Like, basketball activities in 8 to 12 weeks.
3 months.
Like, they said return in 4 to 6, like return to playing NBA basketball.
That was
now it's return to basketball activities in 8 to 12 weeks. You mentioned things that are going to kind of carry them over for a long time here, and that's a big one as well.
I do like the idea of Rob, though, like strolling in and, you know, late December, early January to practice for basketball activities and being like, who the hell is this guy? He's all checked out. Where's Ime? Yeah.
What's up, Coach Missoula? Why do you have the whiteboard again?
Why do you got the whistle? Yeah. Let's go to Seth.
Why are you yelling at Marcus Smart?
In Tennessee. What do you say, Seth?
Hey, guys. I guess this is probably a TMI call, but I'm speaking as someone who is a veteran of divorce that involved other parties. And I just want to say that, you know, what came out in July is, you know, that's when the thing first comes out. It's when you first get caught. And, you know, that's just step one in what usually becomes a divorce drama. And how people respond to that moment when now people found out what you're doing, that's where the rubber hits the road. And that's where your integrity or lack thereof really comes into play. And
okay.
Hoy.
Thank you.
That was, all right. So there is a character issue now, isn't there? As far as like, whether, cause I brought this up early in the show, like you guys obviously talked about it yesterday, like the comparison between what Alex Cora was going through and the decision that the Red Sox made, even though it was a league wide thing, the Red Sox said, okay, we got to let you go. Okay. Even though it happened when he was with a different team. Isn't that kind of the best, like, kind of course of action? Like, cut bait, let it go. Let's see, you know, what the temperature of the room is, you know, 8 months from now, and then bring him back if you feel like it's safe. I just feel like what Cora went through with the cheating, call it a scandal, you know, was, I guess, was more acceptable based on the unwritten rules of baseball. Like, as bad as it was, as, you know, as he always talks about it, as bad. But the unwritten rule of baseball said people are stealing signs forever. You just got really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the case here is, Christian? I think when you make that comparison, is that it felt like so much information came out in the case of Alex Cora because the league did an entire investigation. Now, it sounds like the Celtics brought in a third party, according to them, and did a full investigation into whatever happened that led to the suspension. But we don't know any of it. And so you're just left to speculation and thinking the worst possible things. And then you have Matt Barnes, former NBA player, now person on speaking media member on ESPN, telling you it is 100 times uglier. So it is really hard to envision leaving the door open in a scenario like you did for Alex Cora when nobody has any information as to what happened and everyone's just assuming pretty much the worst.
Yeah, pretty much. And the caller was talking about divorces and everything else. He's not married to Nia Long. They've been fiancé since 2015, but I did see this, TMZ. Because remember the report yesterday? I forget even who had it. But basically said that he and Nia Long had already separated when all of this stuff was going on.
Oh, that
on.
Was a Scoopy Robinson scoop.
That they were separated. So it wasn't like he was cheating on her. They were already separated, these two little lovebirds. And we're going back and saying, well, Jesus, wasn't she celebrating during the playoffs and trying to put a timeline of it together? Well, TMZ has it. That apparently Nia Long says she's going to need all support after getting blindsided by her fiancé. Says sources connected to the team. Says Nia apparently moved to Boston with Kez, which is their 10-year-old son she has with Ime, just 2 weeks ago. And the couple's been house hunting. And so the sad twist is that when she moved, Ime had already been full aware of his affair. And he knew it was about to blow up. We're told that Ime knew way back in July, as we're all finding out now, and was aware of this affair and was launching an investigation. Meanwhile, we're told Nia only found out about it a few days ago and only because Ime knew it was going to go public. So the story that these two had broken up and, you know, it wasn't really cheating on her, well, whatever, doing still something on the side, not the case. She moved out here a couple weeks ago and with their son, who's 10 years old, they were house hunting. She had no idea, and she found out basically a couple days ago as well, or maybe even that Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever it was. And that's when Ime had said something to her because he knew it was kind of coming up.
Oh, man.
That's just
It's terrible. What a
terrible.
So, again, if we go back to Barnes, okay, if we go to that comment from him regarding, like, well, this is bad. Like, Tyler brought up the fact that, remember, this is Matt Barnes was the same dude that was like, where was he, like Sacramento?
He drove 95 miles to go fight Derek Fisher over in Maryland.
So he drove all the way down to L.A. because Derek Fisher, something was going on. And so he's a little nutty himself. And if he thinks this is bad based on the stuff that he did, like, to me, it's only going to get messier
Again,
and messier.
You're talking about Matt Barnes, former NBA player and ESPN analyst, who yesterday put out a video and backed Ime Udoka. Much like, say, like a Paul Pierce that said it should be a fine, not a suspension. Today on Instagram, put out his new video and takes it all back.
I erased what I posted because the situation in Boston is deep. It's messy. It's 100 times uglier than any of us thought. And that's why I erased what I said.
So that's what he put out there today. And he said after yesterday backing Ime, he got a phone call from somebody he knows that knows all the details and told them all the facts. And because of that, he put this new one out. 100 times uglier than any of us thought. Yeah. It is deep.
Yeah,
so I take it all back.
Yeah. Praying for everyone, hoping that everybody gets through it.
Yeah. Ugly.
Yeah, homie. His buddies were like, yeah, man, I know who you are. You better walk this one back.
Ugly.
Delete everything you said before because this one has legs.
Yeah.
It has roots. And it ain't over yet.
It is ugly. All right, continue to take your calls. On the ugliness of the Boston Celtics and Ime Udoka, do you think his time is done? Here in Boston, sure sounded like it today. 617-779-7937. At 5:30, we bring Mutt in. It's Mutt versus Maloney, Fourier, and Mego. We're going to bet some games. We'll do that at 5:30.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, before we hear from some of the things Brad Stevens had to say, let's take another call here. Let's go to Nick in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, hi, guys. I think this is one of those things when you look at it from an organizational perspective, you know, it is a bad thing, but you always have to flip it and look at it as an area of opportunity. And I think what the Celtics are going to be able to do is to be able to flip this and to kind of set the precedent for how organizations will set it going forward and how they deal with situations like this. You know, we've seen a lot of organizations recently that have had a lot of bad publicity come out from it. But if they're able to set a precedent and put these standards in place, enough and the way they react to it, they'll actually be then the standard setter for other organizations and probably, you know, other sports organizations outside of basketball that'll have to respond to it the way the Celtics did and staying ahead of it.
You know what, Nick? I like that. You flipped it, you reversed it, gave the Celtics a little credit for at least taking some action. Do you guys feel like it would have been a bolder statement if instead of a one-year suspension, they just outright fired him? I mean, I know that there's probably
that's
contractual
in play. Again,
obligations.
Yeah, I still think it's legal. That's all. I just think it's legal. But it's funny because a team that was stayed quiet all year, all day yesterday, and everybody up and down was just like nothing from them, no statement, no nothing. Now it's like they handled it right. And that goes back to them, like, who leaked this story, right, as far as, like, people believe. I think Gary Washburn was one. He sort of in print made it. He was 100% convinced Celtics leaked this story. You know, Wick Grosbeck at the beginning said, we did not leak this story. It didn't benefit us at all. And if you look at how they were silent yesterday and didn't say a word from basically 10:30 at night to, you know, finally a statement at night, they didn't seem like they were ready for it. They knew the investigation was over, but they didn't seem like they were ready to address it at all, right? It seemed like they were kind of caught off guard, you know, and it goes to, like, at one point during the day, at the end of the day, you know, when you went to the Boston Celtics website and you searched, like, you know, you went to their staff bar and you started to see who was on their staff because that's what everybody was doing. At the end of the day, they blacked that out.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So if, like, they were more prepared, yeah, you would have thought they would have been like, well, before we start getting everybody accusing, they would have blacked it out earlier, right?
Yeah, by all accounts, they were hunkered down in the war room trying to figure out how the hell they were going to handle this and what they were going to announce. Like, they were in there for hours to... It wasn't just writing out that three-sentence statement. Mm-hmm. You know, they're trying to figure out if they can... I would guess that they were trying to figure out if they can free themselves of this guy or what the contract says and what's going to be coming down the pipeline.
And speaking of that, like, you know, as far as the female staff members of the Boston Celtics, when this story broke, you saw a lot of that on social media. You saw a lot of different pictures of women. You know, was it this woman? Was it that woman? They were attractive women. So it was just like, oh, maybe this is the one that Ime's with. And people were sort of running with it in social media. Now, I don't know how you stop that. Because it's social media and there's just always creeps out there. Unless you come out and tell me exactly who the woman was or the women are, you know, and just sort of put an end to everybody speculating on others. But Brad Stevens, that's one of the things he touched upon here, and he actually got emotional talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything to add from the standpoint of the, as Wick said, you know, what can be said about the violation. And ultimately, I would you know, reiterate that it was a long, thorough process, and you know, obviously, it's been a hard time. But I think, you know, the only thing that I would like to say is that I thought, and Wick mentioned it already. I thought, you know, we have a lot of talented women in our organization, and I thought yesterday was really hard on them. And I think that, you know, nobody can control Twitter speculation and rampant bullshit. But I do think that we, as an organization, have a responsibility to make sure we're there to support them now. Because a lot of people were dragged unfairly into that. And so I would just add that. And go from there. I know you'll probably have questions and comments, but I think that's important to address for them.
That was the first time he talked about it. That was the first time he opened his mouth at his press conference and he said that. Go ahead, Mega.
Yeah, so I was there. I did have a question because I was curious what transpired behind the scenes when everybody's hunkered down in the war room and trying to figure out the big picture. And meanwhile, your female employees, of which there are many to the Celtics' credit in their organization, are getting dragged on social media and getting rated on their appearance and whether they're hot as Nia Long or hot enough for somebody to blow up their job in the organization. So I followed up with Brad because I wanted to hear if there was support as this whole story unraveled yesterday.
Brad, you expressed some frustration about that rampant speculation on social media and on Twitter about the many female employees within the organization. Did the Celtics have any internal communication with their female employees about how to handle what was obviously a very emotionally devastating situation for many of those employees?
Yeah, I mean, there was messaging sent out. There was meetings to... make sure that everybody's available and supportive. But, you know, I think we still need to make sure that we're there for a while beyond that. Like, it's, you know, I think that was really unfair in my opinion. And I don't know how we control Twitter. And I, obviously there's only so much that we can say. But our job is to support and our job is to be there as everybody goes through the hard time and everybody, and you know, digests this stuff differently, obviously. But that was yesterday was unfair to them.
Okay. So I do want to say I completely believe that Brad Stevens is very upset and distraught over how that was handled. I don't know what more the Celtics could do in real time to support their female employees, but sending out messaging, like essentially sending out what it sounded like, just, hey, you know, grin and bear it. Don't say anything. Don't make any statement. Just stay away from it. I'm not sure for regular people who are not used to seeing their likeness on social media and people judging them and everything. For those of us on the radio or you guys as professional, former professional athletes, you're used to that scrutiny. I think for the regular person, they should never be put in that situation just because of where they work. It's just disgusting.
Well said.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, it's, and you said, what could they have done? Even if they went to their website and blacked out that page sooner. Wait, you couldn't just Google it? You couldn't just Google, you know, and not use the Celtics page to find out who the staffers are, but you could have, they could have found it, right? And I don't know how you can control it.
It felt a little bit like a lesson, though. It felt that they were not prepared for any of this, and they certainly weren't prepared for that side effect.
Yeah.
That it was going to have such an effect on so many of their employees in that way.
All right, listen, it is Friday. It is 5:30. Going to get you ready for the weekend right now. It's now time for Mutt versus the Show. Do a little gambling.
This is our gambling segment.
Gambling makes it bearable.
Did you buy the hook?
You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
It includes Mutt.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's Mutt versus the Show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for 6.5?
Buy the half. Double the juice.
What?
All right, here we go. 5:30. It's Mutt versus the Show.
Can we take a break from Coach Horndog for 5 minutes?
Yes, we're going to do that.
I'm sick of this guy.
We are going to do that. I know it's a Friday. For 5 minutes, we talked about who we thought were going to win in this game here this weekend.
I'm nervous. This is the most difficult part of the entire week for me. Really?
after these last 2 days, navigating Coach Horndog and the Celtics?
Yeah, this is harder to navigate for me.
Oh, come on.
Well, do you have better? Do you have the language down?
I'm not a gambling lady.
Yes.
Hashtag gambling lady.
Yes. So we are currently, after 2 weeks, the standings currently sit. Mutt is 4-2. And we are 3-3 as a show. Now, each week we're going to pick three games. One of those games has to be the Patriots game. Yep. And then at the end, we're going to start a new survivor pool because it is over after 2 weeks.
It's unbelievable.
I beat Fourier last week. I had the Giants. He had the Colts. So I snuck away that one. So I think I get a bottle of tequila at some point, which is great.
Well, we'll start next week.
Yeah, we'll start. Okay, yeah.
Actually, nobody gets anything.
We should do it every bottles of tequila.
He wants me to give him a prize when we actually don't have a prize to give.
Well, I just want
a prize. He wants to bank a prize.
The
that
better
doesn't
question
exist
is,
yet.
Through an 18-week season, how many survivor pools do we get through with the four of us?
At least four.
All right.
At least four of them.
All right, so let's start it off. So Mutt's going to pick. Yeah. Let's start with picking the, and this week our show representative on the Patriots game will be one Megan Ottolini.
Oh, great.
Mutt, let's start with Patriots-Baltimore. I believe that line is 3.
It was open to 3. It was 2.5 for a while. Now it's back to 3. The Ravens are a super popular bet. Almost 80% of the bets are on the Ravens laying the points this weekend. Lamar Jackson, the number one pass in the NFL in yards per completion. He has been awesome this year. Baltimore, number 3. In DVOA, there's a lot of injuries on both sides here. And if I thought the Patriots could hang offensively, Fourier, with Baltimore, yeah, I'd have some guts and take them. But I think in the end, passing game for Baltimore is too good, even with the injuries they have. I'm going to lay the points. I'll take the Ravens as a road dog here. Since 1991, this is the first time since 1991 the Patriots are an underdog the first 3 weeks of the NFL season. So it's like Leonard Russell and whoever else is back there. So I will lay the points. It's a tough pick. I want the offense. Give me Lamar and the Ravens laying 3.
All right.
There it is.
Mego, you ready to represent the show?
I'm taking Lamar and the Ravens as well.
Oh.
Because I think the Ravens are going to be coming with blood in their mouth after that horrible loss last weekend. Yeah, they're going to be spitting blood. They're out for some vengeance. And I'm not as worried about the injuries as you are, Mutt, but I'm extremely concerned by Lamar Jackson. And I think this is going to be the first real test for the Patriots defense. The Patriots defense has looked strong and solid, holding teams to points the last 2 weeks.
Okay, but Tua still threw for 270 in week one. People are like, oh, they shut down Tua. No, he threw for 270. And you faced, as you said, a terrible quarterback in Mitch.
There
is a real quarterback, a real tight end, fast wide receivers. Bateman's going to play. He's got a personal issue, but he's playing on Sunday.
There is a Grand Canyon between Tua and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that.
It is a Grand Canyon. And so this is going to be
not blood in the water, in their mouth.
It's in their mouth.
Halloween, like a
Dracula. They're coming with blood in their mouth.
Okay. They got their ass kicked already before they walked in the room.
Save that, Garvey.
Blood in their mouth.
All right, so there you go. Everybody's taking Baltimore, I believe.
Yeah.
Minus the 3. Mutt, what do you got? Give me your second game.
This is quarterback that no one ever talks about. His name is Tom Brady.
Yes.
He's a home favorite this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. It was 1 when I walked in here. It is now Green Bay minus 1.5. Both teams are super banged up. Rodgers not going to have Sammy Watkins. Cobb questionable. Lazard questionable. Brady's going to have no Godwin, no Evans. But even in that scenario, I should like Tom Brady, right? He's 3-1 head-to-head, lifetime against Rodgers. Rodgers 1-4 as a dog early in the year, in the last couple of years. Tampa Bay 6-0 against the spread when they score 21 or fewer points the week before with Tom Brady at the quarterback. Everything to me points to Tampa Bay. Two beat-up teams. Bucks at home will land the 1.5. Give me Brady against Rodgers. Minor 1.5 points. That's wow. Number two. I'll take the Bucks.
You sound so official take when you do this.
No, I feel like you should like, be on. I mean, five-minute speech.
I have a lot more.
I'm taking Houston.
I got blood in my mouth.
Yeah.
You're an inferior is what I heard driving
yeah.
in today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What an idiot. What's under a subordinate? What did you say before?
Inferior.
Inferior? The superior and the inferior.
The superior and the inferior.
But isn't saying subordinate just like a polite way of saying inferior? I mean, they're both the same thing. Like, I'm above you. I'm better than you. You're inferior to me. But you know what?
I think that's rude. Just said that
I'm gonna call you a subordinate.
He was looking at you when he said that.
Right at Megan, staring
at you the whole time.
I'm right. You're wrong. Yep. I'm smart. Yep. You're dumb.
Yep, that was him.
Your ordinates and your subordinates.
All right, there we go.
I have blood in my mouth. Your mouth is dry.
Mutt's giving a point and a hook.
Tampa Bay, am I up? You're up. All right, I'll go next. All right, so obviously we're taking different games. All right, so I'm looking at the Bengals at the Jets. I'm not going to try and sound like real smart and like I'm like a gambler.
Good. Oh, good.
That's good.
Because we've listened to you all week.
We know. We're aware.
All right, so I'm looking at the Jets.
Inferior.
So here's the thing with the Jets. I think people look at what happened last week with their comfort behind win. They're trailing 30-17 with 2 minutes left, but they're the underdog in this game, so they're getting 6 points.
Yep.
I would normally say, wow, that's a lot of points, Mutt. And I would say, like, I don't know if they can actually cover that. But you know what? I think the Jets suck. And I think what happened last week was just a mirage. I think that was a team in the Browns that completely pooped down their leg and they allowed the Jets to win. So I am going to take the Bengals -6 on the road in New York. That sounded really good.
It did. Very.
That sounded like I knew what I was talking about.
Very popular
all
pick.
Right.
Very
is it, popular. Is it a popular pick?
It is right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying
all
to
right,
see
good.
How many.
All right, what's up? All right, so you're up again, Mike. You're up again. It's right. You and Lou now.
I'm going to go with the total, Lou. I don't know what you're doing for pick three. I'm going with the total.
Not a total.
Three things I want when I'm going to bet the over. Teams that play fast. Detroit is the fastest team in the NFL to start the year. They're getting plays off every 26 seconds. The average is 31 seconds in the NFL. I want bad defense. Both the Vikings and the Lions, bottom third in the NFL right now, DVOA defensively. And I want a team that throws. The Minnesota Vikings, when they lost last week, are number 4 in passing over expectation situations with Kevin O'Connell at the helm. I'm going to hammer the over. Detroit, Minnesota, 52.5. Back and forth, bing bong, high scoring game. Play all those guys in fantasy.
Can I
like over that. Over Lions?
Can I throw like a little stat in there about Detroit? I just saw this
gambling.
So they had a cut. You had a guy named Foray who played there.
No. That was my nephew. That's
I'm aware.
Right.
Your wow. son, right?
Nope, not my son. You know what? They're averaging 4.6 yards before contact when they run the ball. The league average is 4.4, which is amazing. Which means their offensive line is just mashing people, which is just what Dan Campbell wants.
Sound like someone prepping to do some play by play at some point.
Maybe.
Ooh, I like that. I like
sound
that.
Like that.
I'm going to actually take. I'm taking the Rams, giving 3.5 on the road at Arizona. Sean McVay is 10-1 outright and ATS against Arizona in his career as the head coach of the Rams.
Arizona might stink.
Arizona, and the one thing I'm worried about is Stafford, right? Throwing picks. Well, Arizona's got 0 interceptions the first 2 games. They don't pick the ball. The secondary is suspect at all. D-Hop is still out. James Conner's now a game-time decision. He might not play. Rondale Moore is still out as well, so he's not playing. So, and by the way, Kyler Murray, 47.1 QBR versus the Rams, 5th worst against any opponent that he plays against. So I like the Rams to kind of right the ship. We kind of looked at them against Buffalo and said, now we realize Buffalo is just unstoppable. I think Rams get right. And I think they go out to Arizona and they win that game by at least 4.
Can I just throw something out there real quick? Because I feel like Mutt was going against the rules of this contest here.
How?
Like you just went over under?
Yeah, just third week and I'm taking a total.
He did last week too.
Did he?
Sides and totals.
That was the only one he
was. Is that what we said?
Right, was the under. So I had to go back to a total. That terrible pack.
I didn't know that was an option.
Oh, no, you can go total.
Oh.
You can go total.
Well, all right then.
So real quick.
Do you hear that?
I'll give you a play. Have you a player prop? For the Pats game?
Oh, why not?
Do you want to double down?
Did you look at this? What do you think the Lamar Jackson passing a yardage total is at right now?
Just make a guess. 279.
214.5.
That's it?
Isn't he going to fly over that? Against the Patriot defense?
I think game one he might have been right around there, though.
214.5?
I think game one he was right around there.
He's got 500 yards passing through 2 games.
Mac
He's
Jones
the number
is
one passer in the NFL. I don't
Mac
get it.
Jones, yeah.
I don't
Mac
get
Jones
it.
Is more
my favorite
than
prop on the board.
All right, so there you go. Real quick, just to recap it, Mego and Mutt both have Baltimore at -3.
Yeah.
Mutt continues.
It's actually Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. You sound like a sharp today. You did your homework this week.
Mutt goes with Tampa.
Blood in the mouth. Where do you think she found? You know what? Gambling dictionary says use blood in the mouth.
Mutt also has Tampa minus 1.5. He loves the over in Detroit.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You're a gambling boy.
Yep. Fourier took Cincy minus 6 because he thinks the Jets suck. And I got the Rams minus 3.5 at Arizona. Real quick, we need some survivor picks.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Just win outright. Once you use this team, you can't use it, at least for the next 3 weeks when this thing is over. But the rest of the year, yes, Mega, who do you got?
Okay, Mega's got her hand up. I'm going Bengals over Jets. Time for Joe Burrow to get his first win. Shut up those stupid New Yorkers coming off a win over the Browns. I don't believe in Joe Flacco. I don't believe in Robert Saleh. Yep. He can rip up his receipts. Bengals time.
All right, Foyer.
I just got Kansas City over Indy. Indy's going to start the year 0-3. Their first home game also.
This game might turn their year around. Yeah. Kansas City, though.
But I'm taking your Rams. On the road against a bad Arizona team, poorly coached, no Rondell Moore, and James Conner is questionable. Give me the Rams outright.
I'm going to go right here in the backyard, Baltimore.
Oh,
taking the Ravens.
Right.
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
You don't know how to say werewolf.
I would say wolf.
Wolf.
I think we got your shirt.
Wolf.
All right, there you have it. Mutt currently leads the show 4-2.
Yeah, let's go.
3-3. So he's up a game. We gotta get back in this way. Go here. That's what we do. Mutt, appreciate you coming by.
Great job.
Always
today,
love
Mutt.
It. Listen, we got last call. We got to hear this because I love Mike Tomlin. I really do. You know what I like more than Mike Tomlin? Someone pretending to be Mike Tomlin. You'll hear that coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, we spent a lot of time talking about the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka, of course, the press conference today with Rick Grosbeck and Brad Stevens. I haven't really talked a lot about football. I know 4 o'clock gave some predictions and just a little gambling with Mutt, but every single week I am curious what your thoughts would be like, say, Monday morning.
Yeah.
What you think the headline would be coming off a Patriots win or loss.
I'm like if we wrote the headline.
If you wrote the headline, I'm going to start with the reporter.
Okay. Oh, of course.
Let's start with Scoops Mego.
Scoops Mego.
Scoops Ottolini.
Got to get her a hat.
Okay. Are you ready over there? Give me the headline.
So mine is going to be a literary reference. This is going to be because the Ravens will win.
Yep.
This is a famous Edgar Allan Poe story.
Oh, I'm already out.
That the Ravens are named after. Quoth the Ravens, never score.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Wait, quote the Ravens
quote
never
the
score.
Ravens never score.
Wait, does that mean they're going to get
gonna,
Pats
they're
going to shut them out?
The Pats are going to win.
I know. I think it's going to be that the Patriots don't score a touchdown.
See, I'm confused by the headline now. Mm-hmm. I got to read the article. See, that was smart by you.
Quote the Patriots never score.
Yes. Like see, that's where it goes. So which one are you going to go with? The Ravens never score? I think it should be quote the Patriots never score.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Quote.
I mean, technically they score because they kick a touchdown.
Quoth.
Is it?
Quoth the Patriots never score.
The poem goes, quoth the Raven.
Yeah.
Nevermore.
Okay.
So I'm saying, quoth the Patriots never score.
You knew the original poem, right, Christian?
Yeah, of course I did.
Okay, yeah, me too. Yeah. Go ahead, Foyer, what do you got?
Okay, so I'm gonna try it because you got Mago's clean, right, Ryan? So it's clean. We don't need no editing. All right, so I'm going to try and get this clean because it's very wordy. All right, so mine is Pats. No answer for Lamar as Jackson accounts for 400 total yards.
Wait.
Oh, like a Michael Jackson reference?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait. That is the worst headline.
How do you spell that last time?
That's
even worse than last. That is a lot.
You like that, right?
That was great. I think it's simple. Mine,
no, it's, yeah, you
I
get like it?
That. Yeah, I do get it. Yeah, there's a little Michael Jackson in there, but it's Lamar.
There was some silence. Yeah. You finally got it.
It should be like Jackson says, beat it.
to the pass.
Damn it.
But I don't
want
to
go there.
Give me a Michael Jackson reference.
Hold on. Jackson says beat it.
I just thought of it. It's very, very original. Lamar Ravens run through the Patriots. Because that's what I think happens. It might be boring, but it'll be it.
You should have gone first.
Yeah, Lamar.
How about Jackson leaves Foxborough as a smooth criminal?
Ooh. I got another one. I got another one.
I want Michael Jackson ones. Yeah, I like that one.
But this one is a little different. If the Ravens lost, you know,
Jackson tells Patriots to beat it.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. This team's for real.
Okay, I got it.
If the Patriots win.
If the Patriots win.
I got it. Okay, so.
I like that one.
I'm going to say this. The Ravens win 27-24 with a last second field goal kick.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it Jackson colon thriller.
Ooh, I like it.
I like that one too.
I like it. Wait, I like it. I like Tyler's too. Tyler, where's give me Tyler? That one you just said.
After falling to 1-2, the Patriots must look at the man in the mirror.
Oh.
Wow, these are great.
These are good.
Yeah, we're just thinking. They're just coming. Ryan, you got one? Anything coming?
I like
to you?
That.
No, I'm busy back here.
Okay.
You're right. Looking boring as me.
I like all
Lamar,
these.
Lamar, Ravens run through the Patriots.
I feel like these are all great.
Yeah, it's got to be a Michael Jackson reference.
It's got to be a theme, fantastic. But I feel like
I
it's better
like
if
mine.
They lose.
All right,
you know what?
Yeah.
Just because this guy's really working at it, because he actually texted the show, I'm going to put Adam Rhode Island on.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adam. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
In regards to what the women of the organization are going through right now, I think in terms of heading that off on a generational level, it's really time to start teaching our babies the danger of the big, bad internet and self-control and using it and reading it. And things of that nature. I know it's late for that statement, but thank you, guys. Love you.
Hold on. I got one question. Right. Okay, when you talk about using the internet, self-control, using it, what exactly are we going to use?
Like, don't throw people's names out there.
Oh, okay. So there's some aspects that we can use.
Information highway that we're getting way too much information.
Okay.
By the way, I thought of it. Pat's home opener, they eat it.
They eat it instead of they beat it.
I went Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, see, I heard that one too.
Yes.
I like it, Ryan. Well, I knew you'd come up with one.
The Patriots are bad.
Oh,
that's what. I don't know. I think that was pretty good.
I love it.
Oh my god!
If we said that one, right?
If we said the Patriots win a thriller.
Yeah,
I said that.
You did say that. Okay, no, no.
I said that like 45
yeah,
seconds
yeah, that's
ago.
What I mean. That's why it reminded me.
I like all these. I wonder if this is how it really happens in like when the editor's like, hey, give me all your ideas. What do you think? What do you? Mego, you go first. Go.
I've done this many times.
Skip. Hey, I got to go powder. I got no one that quotes a book. And
I
got
to go.
About Michael Jackson.
I got a good one, Skip. Oh, my God. Should we just get right to it? We got a few.
Let's get the last call.
I might be trademarked.
Looking at the man in the mirror.
Texter, I'm looking at the man in the hoodie.
I think anything after Tyler's is probably just not going to really work for me.
It's good. No, it's good. But the guy tweeted on the Ravens, Lamar and the Ravens pull out a thriller. So a thriller could be playing.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. A lot of play.
Missing the
all right. Let's get to our last call. Shall we? It's presented by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Should we start with the Tomlin? The fake Tomlin?
The Tomlin.
This is on Barstool Sports, right? Mike Tomlin.
They actually retweeted. It's a gentleman. You can find him on Twitter. Does a lot of this stuff. @_JoshPrey.
Okay. So after the game yesterday, I did see this quote, and I was laughing because it's so Tomlin, talking about possibly making a switch at quarterback. And just like the word salad he throws out there, the way he talks, I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's great. But let me hear this guy imitating one of Mike Tomlin.
Before we get started, let me say we're not going to break this thing apart and look for the feel good. It's not what we do here. Obviously, our expectations are to win by a lot. And we didn't do that. We lost to the Browns. I guarantee a victory last week. In this press conference, I didn't uphold to that. So that's collectively not on me. It's on the product of the field. I'm here to oversee things in a mannerable, significant way. We just didn't compete tonight, obviously, and things of that nature. But I'm not here to complain. I'm not here to make excuses. We don't live in excuses. We're gonna have to live in this stadium for the next 10 days. Obviously, some people wanted some things different. Chubbs controlled the game. We didn't make tackles and significant downs and significant plays. Third and shorts, those significant weighted downs, weighty, meaty, very meaty, deep dish pizza-like downs. And the Jaguars, I mean, my team didn't make plays. There's a lot of questions about the play calling. Obviously, Canada's up there talking about the country, not the coach. But we're not going to change the way we do things here. I know a lot of people's asking about Trubisky, obviously. And I'm asking about him, too. I'm concerned. But I'm not cornered. I would never be cornered into questioning and asking questions about being cornered. But I will say this about that situation. As of right now, there's no changes being made. I'm 132% Jerome Bettis behind our starting quarterback. We're missing Watt. There's no significant injuries. A hamstring happened. A shoulder happened. The Wu-Tang happened. And obviously, we're hoping to get better. Questions? Mm-mm. You know what? Before you ask questions, let me answer the questions you were going to ask. Yes, my father once told me, fans can't be as upset because they're not putting in the work. Wait. Who told me that?
That was Justin
Fields. Oh, that's that Field Boy from Chicago said that. He said that?
Yeah.
He still got a job?
Correct. Okay.
My father once told me, speaking too much causes you to say nothing. Thank you. Oh, totally forgot. I got to tip my hat off to those guys at Cleveland. They live in Cleveland. We don't. Has to be tough. Thank you.
I do like some Mike Tomlin.
Does he do the whole, like, where he's, like, staring into space, that whole thing?
I know.
The visual that goes along with
it. It's got to work, too, right?
Yeah, it does. It has to.
Their mode of operation, how they do business. They're a transitional group as well, like us. It's been a number of years since we've been in the stadium.
Obviously, our expectations are to win. Win vicariously, vigorously. Win by a lot.
So earlier today, we made a couple of references, right, about how, like, downtown United States.
Yeah.
We made a couple references.
Downtown USA, baby.
Some people might have been wondering, what were we talking about? Downtown United States. Well, we were inspired by our good friends in the Greg Hill Show. More importantly, Courtney Cox, who had this little to say earlier.
Courtney, I know you've been to Italy. I've never been. Isn't it like downtown Italy?
There are no Italy?
Or like, you know, in Italy.
I'm like, following geography, you know, where, not your thing. We've established.
No, but
that.
I'm trying to say like where all the action is in Italy.
Downtown.
Specific, like.
Sorry, like Positano in Rome. In Rome. Sorry, in Rome.
Downtown.
Did you hear
Italy.
The best part about that? It's like everyone's like, and Wiggins go, I got you. I
know what you mean. Like, where all the excitement is. Like, downtown Italy.
Yeah, you know.
I know you've been to Italy. I've never been. Isn't it like downtown Italy? There are no. Or like, you know, in Italy.
I'm following you.
Downtown Italy.
Wiggins like, no, I'm good. I know. Let it breathe.
I've been there before.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've been there.
For a second.
Yeah, downtown. Downtown
United States. Great chicken
parm. To her credit, she's never been there, so you know it's like, hey, are you talking about Rome, Tuscany, Milan, like
downtown Canada,
downtown Mexico?
Well, the action is downtown Canada. Yeah. Give me a quick little Ray Lewis. Yeah. You've missed
I missed Ray Lewis, so I'm going to play one of his all-time favorites. We were talking about the Ray Lewis podcast, and because it's Ravens week, you got to play a little Ray Lewis.
The heart of a lion.
Oh, geez.
You've heard me say is one thing. The heart of a lion, but the mind of a lion is a totally different mindset. Because now you have to ask yourself, why does a lion get up and roar so loud? If you don't know, most should know, and that is to claim his territory, to take someone else's territory, to protect his pride, or to find food. And each roar has its own unique sound on exactly what it means. But listen to the lion's mentality. He's not the biggest. He's not the fastest. He's not the strongest. But yet when he shows up, he is king. Why? Because of his mentality.
I mean, we all need to be inspired.
Hold on, before the record, isn't the lion not the biggest, baddest creature out in the desert, in the freaking...
Well, I mean, elephant's bigger.
I know, but again...
Hippos are more dangerous.
I know, but hippo, yes, but...
Also, you wouldn't find a lion in the desert.
In the Serengeti.
The downtown desert.
The downtown desert.
I just think it's important to kind of be inspired by one Ray Lewis.
A lion ain't hanging out with zebras.
No, he ain't.
A lion gonna eat that zebra. Yes. All right, goodbye.
We gotta go. That's gonna do it for us. Listen, enjoy the weekend, everybody. Pats, Ravens, 1 o'clock on Sunday. It's on Fox. And on Monday, we will talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. That'll be Mac Jones. And, of course, react to the game as well. So, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.